Good morning, I'm John Sleggers. There was a bridge collapse that occurred in Plymouth County last night. The Iowa State Patrol is investigating the collapse that took place south of Struble. The authorities were called to 120th Street for a bridge that collapsed after a semi hauling an oversized load of hay bales tried to cross. The semi driver was not injured. The Lamar's Police Department has created a new position, a community impact officer slash detective. Sergeant Jeff Kramer will take on that new role.
Be involved more out in the public, more with businesses, the residential areas, trying to get some different programs set up for safety. We're looking at the online reporting system for any non-emergencies that would occur. We're also looking at gaining a base, I guess you say, is who's all got cameras and so forth. And just any way we can help the citizens out more and be more available to them, have one person dedicated to that.
Police Chief Kevin Vanavek says that they've been in need of a detective in the department and it took some time and expense to plan it out.
I needed funding to begin with. I applied for a COPS grant that it was community impact driven. So we created kind of a multi-position of this new position is going to be a community impact officer as well as a detective.
The CIO detective will also coordinate with school resource officer John Vickery in matters of community outreach. Both Kramer and Vickery explained their roles to the public this week during a lunch and learn at the police headquarters. Sioux City Arts Center curator Christopher Atkins says if you're driving near downtown Sioux City, north of Nebraska, or south on Pierce, you'll see the Sioux City Arts Center covered with fabric.
This is a project that began almost 2.5 years ago, and now we've culminated with this. We've covered portions of the Sioux City Arts Center with fabric that has been donated by local Sioux Cityans, people all over Siouxland, as well as hundreds of volunteers who donated their time to sew this piece.
Atkins says the project is directed by Brooklyn-based artist Amanda Broder. He praised Broder for her talent in making Razzle Dazzle a reality. Razzle Dazzle will be on display starting today in time for the 30th Annual Art Splash Festival Labor Day weekend. It'll be removed from the Sioux City Arts Center on October the 31st. Governor Kim Reynolds has unveiled a state website that lists childcare openings. A couple of years ago, the state created an online platform that licensed childcare providers could use to track enrollment and manage payroll. The governor says the 3,500 childcare providers using that system are now part of this new website that shows childcare openings and the range of services provided, although pricing is not listed. State officials believe Iowa is the first state to offer this kind of real-time data in one place online. The website is called Iowa Child Care Connect. Most Iowans are familiar with the emerald ash borer and the insect's threat to our foliage, but we're also being asked to be on guard for another insect that's equally as lethal to a much wider variety of trees. Rhonda Santos, a spokeswoman for the USDA, says August is tree check month and homeowners should examine their trees for the Asian longhorned beetle and report any clues they find about the invasive pest. The beetle is black and white antennae, a black body with white spots and 6 legs. They create round holes and scars in the tree bark, sawdust-like material around the tree. Unlike the emerald ash borer, the Asian longhorned beetles like to feed on a host of trees, including ash, birch, elm, sycamore, maple, buckeye, poplar, and willow. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.